You are listening to the Bugcast episode 344.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Ah! kicking starter.
It was an awesome kicking starter.
That was Phasmate with Jonathan Livingston from Verona in Italy. That was their first self-produced album. It was paid through 20 Live, which they did through the last 6 months. I'm guessing that's some sort of Kickstarter type campaign. And they wanted to thank their audience. It was recorded at Dirty Sound Studio at Faith Grella in a couple of days. And it was released on the 1st of... It says released as 1st of June 2015.
Well, that can't happen. But, well, no, it might be being released.
Unless that's a physical CD that's going to be released. Just so you know who they are, you've got Pado on guitar and Livia. And you've got Ambro on guitar and vocals, Jabba on drums. And you can find out more by checking out their Bandcamp page, which is phasmate.bandcamp.com. Shut up.
I'm not going to say a word, but that was an incredibly good start to the show. So thank you very much for that. I only hope that I can... I've just seen one of your show notes for a future a track later on. I'll be interested to see how you get around that.
Which one?
Number 7. Anywho... Welcome, one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 344. If this is your first time with us, we are a music show and we talk about stuff. So we hope you enjoy it. If you haven't been here before, on tonight's show, we do have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. If you are listening to us live right now, please do come and join us in the chat room at thebugcast.org/live or in #thebugcast IRC channel on Freenode. So, on tonight's show then, we have got, amongst the music, we have got some stuff to talk about. I have to, before we go anywhere, I have to make a confession that every single one of the four tracks that I have chosen to feature on this show has been pinched from another show.
You teeth.
Now, that's, well, the irony of it, it's a show that I don't listen to for its music. I have been listening to the Ouroboros podcast for many, many years. But I don't listen to it for the music because, more often than not, the music choices don't appeal to me. However, when Colin goes off on one of his rants, or he's doing, as he is at the moment, commentary reviews for specific television programmes, I enjoy those. And that's why I listen. However, I'm a little bit backlogged with some of the some of Colin's shows. And over the last few months, I'd probably say, there's been quite a few good tracks that I wanted to pick up and play on this show. But amusingly, they're all tracks from artists that we have played before. So maybe there is a little crossover of music tastes between myself and Colin. But you'll find out more about that as we go along. In the meantime, here's our next piece of music. This is Thula with Unbroken.
Expect gonna watch you as you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and Cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Thank you.
know, I was bopping along to that, and then suddenly thought, this is brilliant, and then I realised I chose it.
You chose it, yeah.
That was Jetfish with I'm a Bee from Anglars in France. A mixture of musical influences from funk to metal, jazz to afro notes. You've got Marion Neera on vocals, Jay on bass, Bruno on saxophone, Vince on guitar, Nico on piano, and Raffi on drums. You can find out more by checking out their Reverb Nation page, which is reverbnation.com/jetfish. And that was actually released this year. And given that we're only on day 16,
that's
very
not,
recently.
Not bad going. Getting in there quick kind of thing.
But I liked that. That was...
Well, that was definitely the funk and jazz ends of their genre spectrum. But I can't imagine that band, based on that song, doing metal. That doesn't make sense at all.
They had a few, I think they had 5 on their profile, and I listened to them and they all had a different sound. I liked this one the best.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And before that, you heard Thula with a track entitled Unbroken. Now, we have played Thula before lots of times. They're from Prague in the Czech Republic. And that was another track taken from their self-titled album, which was released in May of 2014. Now, I love that. I love the singer's voice. I think she's got a gorgeous voice. I also love the fact that they have a cellist in the band. But that track particularly... It almost caught Caroline out when it nearly stopped halfway through. Not quite. But no, that was brilliant. Loved it. If you want to find out more about Thula, their website is at thulamusic.com. So then, it's that time when we look to our screens. And we say hello to the people that listen to us live in the chat room at thebugcast.org/live.
We've got Alex UK, Chalcolom, Erkan Yilmaz, Expat Paul, Laney, Woohoo, Marcus 87, Oz Toonan, Shy Mega, Me and You, Feru, Thistleweb, Vinzy V, and Yannick. And yes, I woohooed, but it was because Lady's here and she wasn't here last week, so that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, surely then it should be her retro woohooing.
What?
Well, she needs to catch up for the fact that she didn't say it last time. So she should do it more this time.
Ah.
Whatevs. Anyway. So thank you very much indeed for joining us on this live show. And yeah, hope you're enjoying the music. One thing I forgot to mention earlier on, if you are listening to this and you want to make sure that you do not miss a show... If you don't come and join us live, you can have this show delivered to you automatically through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Miro, and your favourite podcatcher of choice. Full details are available to you over at thebugcast.org/listen. So, later on in the show, we do have some feedback. Somebody has asked us a question about our website, which I will address at some point. I'm just trying to think how that's going to fit in. That's not going to work. I need to move that. I've got a YouTube video to mention and also a podcast that has just woken up again. You look really confused.
I'm trying to work out what this key bass thing that you're geeking over is.
It's a key sharing site for public security keys, PGP and GPG keys.
I also want to know, you're a podcaster, an internet geek, and a father of three.
Yeah.
A husband?
Yeah, Dan, I had to quickly fill in some information while he was asking. I will go back and fill out the rest of the...
When you remember me?
No. I will go and fill out the rest of it when I have the opportunity to do so. It's not all about you, you know. Get yourself on there so I can verify you or something. Wives. Don't cry.
Awesome.
Please, just shut up. Right. Rude. Good job this isn't video. Our next track is Welcome Return to the Show from Full Walk Run. And this track is entitled Perfectly Imperfect.
Flawless sleep. I do the beautiful, a different kind to me. Reflections in the glass, distant mirrors move too fast to see.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music, a little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music. Are you getting enough?
rather kicking track, because that was almost my starter, was
and
Wild,
deservedly so.
Yes, was Wild Freedom with I Am What You're Afraid to Be from Barcelona in Spain. Their bio is very short and sweet. A group of four kids who got together to play some hard rock or metal type music from the 80s. Ian Wild, Adrian Rock, David Starblitz and Chris Caressed. And despite my show notes, there's only one Ian Wild, not two of them. If you can find out more by checking out their Facebook, which is Wild Freedom Band. This one and Jet Fish and another one, this, I had to go searching for their info because there's very little on Jamendo. But in all three cases, this was their first. This has been a release, just happened this year, so I've got to give them a bit of credit because they're new.
This year again?
Mm-hmm.
Making a habit of that.
It's working at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough.
Choose a genre, reverse date it, look for the most recent.
You've got a lot more patience doing that than I have.
Yeah.
I kind of go by what feels right when I look at it, if that makes sense.
I only have a genre I'm interested in.
Hey-ho. And before that, you heard Four Walk Run with a track called Perfectly Imperfect. Now, that's another track taken from Four Walk Run's February 2013 release entitled Piece by Piece. Now, from that album, I think is when we first played Four Walk Run, a track which was called Do or Die, which I think I chose back in March of 2013, so, you know, nearly 2 years ago. If you'd like to find out more about Four Walk Run, who is from Wolverhampton here in the United Kingdom, in the West Midlands, website is fourwalkrun.com.
And we have played them before.
And I forgot to mention the Do or Die has actually had over 500,000 listeners on Jamendo, which is a very large number. Indeedy. Right. Okay, then. A couple of things then. First of all, I would like to give a very warm welcome back to the Jazzcast. It is a web a podcast that was first released in February of 2013 by Sean Clark, former web market guy from
Adams. Yes, you had mentioned that. Yes,
I did mention it, yes. And episode two was released about a week and a half ago.
I see.
So he's currently throwing out shows at a rate of about one every 2 years. But he has assured me that episode three is almost ready to be released, which is really good news. But if you like jazz of any kind, and there is a very wide variety of jazz, including the very digital kind that I'm not particularly keen on. But regardless, if you're into jazz of any kind, it's definitely a show to check out. So if you want to do that, thejazzcast.com is the website to go to. And you can subscribe to that in the usual ways as well. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. Now then, we have, for the first time in quite a long time, someone's asked us a question. So Shai Mega, who I think is in our chat room at the moment, but I'm not sure if he's actually there. He said, I have a suggestion. On your website, under thebugcast.org/listen, there should be a The Bugcast only OG version, as well as MP3. For context, for those that cannot see the website at the moment, if you look at our listen page, you can subscribe to different feeds from the website. You can subscribe to everything in MP3 format, everything in OG format, the Bugcast only. Now, what that means is that every so often we'll do extra shows, or if I did my Napod Pomo series, that would have gone in under the everything feed, but not through the Bugcast only feed. The Bugcast only feed, you only get these shows and nothing else. But that's only available in MP3 format. So the suggestion is, why don't we have the Bugcast only feed in OG format? And the reason for that is a limitation with the Blueberry PowerPress plugin that we use to serve the podcast from our website. Now, there are two types of podcasting techniques within PowerPress. One is called category podcasting, where you can create additional feeds based on the category that you've filed your post under. So we have two categories. One is called podcast, and the other one is called extra. And it depends on where I post that that show as to which feed it'll appear in. But you can also have podcast channels, and that's where you can have multiple formats of a given show. So it could be audio and video. It could be two different types of audio like we have and other things. Unfortunately, the two different types, the category podcasting and the podcasting channels, cannot be mixed. Because if you think about it, for every channel, there would need to be every category. So if you had five categories and five channels, you would end up with 25 potential feeds. And that's something that the developers at Blueberry weren't... I wouldn't say they weren't willing to do it, but they thought it wasn't necessarily a good idea to try and maintain something that could end up being incredibly complex. So in my attempts to try and implement it, it kind of does in one direction, does in the other direction, but doesn't do both at the same time. So unfortunately, at this moment in time, I cannot give you an OGG feed of just the podcast episodes. However, because we haven't done anything other than podcast episodes in quite a long time, the everything feed is going to give you pretty much what you want anyway. So, Shymega, thank you very much for your question. I hope that answers it. And if anybody has any questions about the show, how we produce it, why we produce it, the songs that we play, anything like that at all, then please do get in contact with us. You'll get all the details of how to get in touch at the end of the show. It's gone quiet. Hokey dokies. So I think we should have some more music. And this is an incredibly welcome return to the show, as Caroline quite nicely pointed out to me earlier on, for Symphony of Science, featuring, amongst others, Morgan Freeman and Neil deGrasse Tyson. This track is entitled Monsters of the Cosmos.
I will travel where no man has dared to go.
Into the black hole.
Why, that's crazy.
If you fall in, you never come out. Stretching you from head to toe. Death by black hole.
There are monsters out in the cosmos that can swallow entire stars.
Inside these equations, there's a monster.
Anything that screams too close will be pulled in.
Gravity is infinite at the center of a black hole. Time stops. Space makes no sense.
Every galaxy has got one big black hole in the middle and millions of smaller black holes.
An anomaly of gravity so strange. Nothing is more seductive. Nothing.
There are monsters out in the cosmos that can swallow entire stars, that can destroy space itself, completely invisible. Anything that strains too close will be pulled in.
In the last century, black holes have gone from being mathematical curiosities to real objects in the cosmos, seemingly crucial to the formation of galaxies.
Nothing can escape it, even light.
There must be millions and millions of black holes.
Millions and millions and millions
zipping around our galaxy. Nothing there to light them up.
Millions and millions of black holes.
Millions and millions and millions zipping around our galaxy. Nothing there to light them up.
At the heart of a large black hole is a singularity.
Is a singularity.
It's a point of infinite density.
The accepted laws of physics break down.
Break down. Break down.
Black holes form when giant stars run out of fuel and collapse under their own weight. Under their own weight.
Dark remnants of burned out stars. Burned out stars.
Truth is stranger than sci-fi.
An anomaly of gravity so strange. Nothing is more seductive.
There are monsters out in the cosmos that can swallow entire stars, that can destroy space itself, completely invisible. Anything that strains too close will be pulled in.
Millions and millions of black holes,
millions and millions and millions
zipping around our galaxy, nothing there to light them up.
Millions and millions of black holes,
millions and millions and millions
zipping around our galaxy, nothing there to light them up.
Nothing that's bigger and scarier than a black hole.
The boundary between the known universe and a place beyond the reach of science.
Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bookcast.
Ah, that's much better.
The Bookcast was streamed live in the Bookcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the host, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
that fun?
It was.
I have to apologise in advance because I've got hiccups. So if I do hiccup, I do apologise.
Like
there you go.
Yeah.
That was YP and Pork with Inga Problem.
YP and Pork.
Yes.
As in pie and other things.
From Corset in Sweden. It was a bit of Swedish ska.
Swedish.
What have Egbert, Jatte, Pete, Fjär and Slinky Steve got in common? Well, together they form the respective fifth of the band YP and Pork. Formed sometime in 2013, just on the outskirts of Zauberhaus in the area Cross, nearby, I guess. And now they've released their first demo, so
beep,
in Swedish. They created, recorded and invented all by themselves. And of course, it's just the start of something big. And as I said today while that was playing, given the fact that was in Swedish and none of us speak Swedish, that could have been absolutely filthy lyrics.
And we wouldn't have known.
But we wouldn't have known. No. You can find out more by checking out their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/YPPPork. And that was another band who had released it this year on Jamendo, so I had to go searching for them. But they weren't very hard to find because it's quite a distinctive name.
Yes.
There you go.
And before that, you heard Symphony of Silence with his track Monsters of the Cosmos. Now, it's actually been quite a long time since we featured a track from Symphony of Silence. The last one that I can see was in July of 2013 when we did, I think it was, yeah, it was The Case for Mars that we played on episode 270. If you've never heard of Symphony of Silence's music before, the gentleman's name is John D. Boswell. And if you go over to symphonyofscience.com and then click on the download link on the left-hand side, that will then take you to his Bandcamp page where you can download, I think, the fair majority, if not all of it, on a name-your-price basis. So if you wanted to download it and just basically pay nothing for it, that would be acceptable. On the other hand, if you do enjoy his music, chuck a couple of dollars in his direction to show some appreciation.
I just thought you were going to say there, sticker.
Easy. Just to show some appreciation for his work. He's a very, very talented musician, and he's done some very, very good work with the tracks that he's done. Not least of which, with a YouTube video that he released, hang on a second, I can tell you exactly when he released it. Because it wasn't that long ago. Should I mute this? So there we go. It was released, I think it was released a couple of months ago, but it's already had 1.5 million views. It's called Seize the Day, and it is a musical tribute to Robin Williams. So he's done his usual beats and auto-tuning thing to some of Robin Williams' classic movie lines. So if you want to see that, then what I'll do is I've posted into the show notes the link to this video, and I'm just about, literally, to paste that same link into our chat room so the guys listening to us live can go and check that out after the show has finished, of course.
Literally.
Literally.
You used the word literally.
Did I? When?
A second ago.
In what context? I don't think I'd know I said
something
it.
Something about the show notes, literally.
Literally right now.
Before that, you said literally. When you play it back, you'll hear that you use literally.
Yes, and I probably used it in context.
Yeah.
Whatever. You are literally a pain.
So, I am a pain.
You are a pain. In the backside. Righty-ho. So, one more thing, and that is to remind you that episode 350 is not that far away. If you would like to let us know what your favourite track has been in the last year, so that's anything that we've played on the Bugcast from episode 303 onwards, then please do let us know what that track is, and we will feature it as a best of listener's choice on episode 350. We have already had one suggestion come through, which is amazing, but it does make for a very short show. So if you have a track that has particularly impressed you over the last year, then drop us a line. If you go to drop us an email to feedback@thebugcast.org or drop us a note on our suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest. Next week, the Bugcast episode 345 will be broadcast in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 23rd of January at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact, I've already told you how, but we're also on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and Google+. All of that, details and a whole lot more over at our website at thebugcast.org. So it is last track time, and this is yet another play for the band, or the duo, should I say, husband and wife duo, Sire and Fresco. Now, we played their track Broken Fragments on episode, I think it was 330-something, might have been 338. And they have a really nice rocky kind of indie pop feel to them. Their comparisons made to the likes of Foster the People and Florence and the Machine, which I wouldn't have said were necessarily comparable, to be honest with you, but it gives you an idea of the kind of thing they do. They are from Melbourne in Australia, and if you'd like to find out more about them, their website is at sireandfresco.com. That is spelled S-Y-R-E and Fresco, Tell you what, go to our website. I'm not going to spell it to you because I'll get it wrong. Go to our website, thebugcast.org, and you'll see the link there. All you've got to do is click on it. You don't have to type it or anything. Just click on it. So this track is called Tightrope, and we shall catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Open up my arms wide, but it's no podcast. Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.